a beaver, and it was trying to break into my house.
Animals attack.
My husband was working on a lawn, and the duck was trying to attack him.
With Brad and John.
To see, you know, a full-size elk standing in your downstairs living room.
Oh my gosh, I didn't know they could do that.
Animals attack. These are real animal attack stories. We do not embellish the facts of these stories in any way. However, there's a very good chance we will engage in reckless speculation. Our animal, actually animals today. We have a tag team duo featuring... and...
In the jungle.
Yes.
The lion sleeps tonight is what we heard there. A little bit of... There we go. That's what we got. We got elephant and lions. Now,
uniting in the jungle to defend the turf.
We got a guy who got killed here.
And their fellow beasts.
We got a guy who got killed here, and I think this is a situation where most people are like, I'm okay with that. I'm all right with that.
I was alerted to this story by a tweet. It just said for somebody, it said, when I'm feeling down, I just look for stories of poachers that get killed in the animal world.
I think that was Ryan Stiles
yes,
who tweeted
it was.
That.
It was, yeah.
So this guy, this poacher and his buddies go into this national park in South Africa the other day. They want to get some rhino horns. And
you know the weekend's coming around.
The rhino horns are worth a lot of money. Did you ever see that 60 Minutes piece last year about the rhino horns?
Terrible.
The value of those things. Yeah, I mean this
they
guy,
say it's more valuable than cocaine in some parts of the world.
Yeah. This guy, the story is about this guy who he loves the rhinos and wants to preserve the rhinos, but they're being killed off because of the horns. So he will actually go and chainsaw the horns off the rhinos. And then he's kept all of these horns, and they believe he has millions and millions and millions and millions, tens of millions of dollars worth of horns. At least that's what they'd be worth on the black market. He's got them all locked away somewhere, but he cuts them off to save the rhino because of these poachers. Well,
and there's people around the world that pay a little bit of money every month for their internet horn. That's right.
Their internet horn.
Yeah. So just to look at them.
So last Monday, this guy and his buddies, they go into this park, this national park in South Africa, to do some horn poaching. Well, something happened. They got in the path of an elephant, and the elephant... apparently crushed this dude.
One of the four.
Flattened him like a pancake.
One of the four, and then the other three took off.
Yeah, well, they took off, and they took their buddy, his body, and they put it kind of like by the side of the road, and then they got out of there. But they notified, I guess, his family or something like that, like, hey, his body's...
You got to go get him.
Yeah, you're going to have to go get him. So, again, that was Monday. So Thursday morning... you got people looking for this dude's body, and there wasn't much left of the body because the lions came out to eat. And they said when the lions were all done, all that was left was a human skull and a pair of pants.
Some trousers.
That was all we found
was a human skull and some trousers.
Police did arrest the three fellow horn poachers. They've got those guys. And the other guy, well, he's... I guess the lions got him.
He's moving through it right now.
That's karma in the animal world right there.